Unit 10. Frightening Nature. Speaking. 1. Example.
Are there any typhoons in the area where you live?
There are sometimes, but not very many.
Are you afraid of them?
Yes. I remember one that happened last summer. It was a bit scary, but I wasn't really afraid. I saw the tops of trees moving in circles, and sand and pieces of wood were swept up into the air. What about you? Have you ever experienced one?
No, but I know about a friend whose parents live in Guangdong. One day, a real typhoon hit their village. It was very frightening and destroyed most of the houses. My friend said he was scared to death. Some people got into a total panic. When the typhoon pulled the roofs off their houses and cars went up in the air.
How terrible!
Yeah, man. Now that kind of thing would really frighten me.
Reading. Under the Volcano.
My dear Tacitus, you asked me to write you something about the death of my uncle Pliny, who died in an unforgettable disaster. I will tell you all I remembered and read in my uncle's notes. I hope you can use it for the history book that you are writing. We lived in southern Italy. On the 24th of August in 79 AD, between 2 and 3 in the afternoon, my mother drew my uncle's attention to a cloud of unusual size and shape. We watched it rising from a mountain. At such a distance, we couldn't tell which one. But we later learned that it was Mount Vesuvius. Some of the cloud was white. In other parts, there were dark spots of dirt and ash. The sight of it awoke the scientist in my uncle to go and see it from closer at hand. He ordered a boat to be prepared. As he was leaving the house, he was brought a letter from his friend's wife, Rectina, who was frightened by the danger. Her house lay at the foot of Vesuvius, and there was no way out except by boat. She begged him to save her. He changed his plans. What started out as a trip for knowledge now called for courage. He hurried to a place from which others were fleeing and held his course directly into danger. Was he afraid? I don't think so, because he wrote a report about all he observed during his trip. Ash and bits of rock that were burnt black were falling onto the ship now. Darker and more the closer they went. He paused for a moment, wondering whether to turn back as the captain urged him. But after rescuing Rectina, he wanted to rescue his friend Pompey. On the other side of the bay, Pompey had made his ships ready even before the danger arrived. He had to wait for a good wind, blowing the other way than the one that carried my uncle right in. Upon arrival, my uncle hugged Pompey and tried to give him courage. In order to help the other calm down, he asked to be taken to the baths. He bathed and had dinner, giving everyone the impression that there was no danger at all. After dinner, My uncle said he wanted to sleep. And it seemed as if he really did so. Flames lighted up many parts of Vesuvius. Their light scared people. But my uncle told them that the flames came from the homes of farmers who had left in a panic with the kitchen fires still on. Of course, this was not true. They discussed what to do, to stay in the house or to try the open air. There were earthquakes and a rain of burning rocks was coming down. They decided to go outside. They tied pillows on top of their heads as protection against the shower of rocks. It was daylight now in other parts of the world. But there, the darkness was darker and thicker than any night. They carried torches. My uncle drank some cold water. Then came a smell of sulfur and then flames. Helped by two slaves, he stood up and immediately fell down dead. When daylight came again 2 days after he died, his body was found. He looked more asleep than dead. I will stop here. I have written down everything that I saw and heard, while memories are still fresh. You can pick out the important bits. For it is one thing to write a letter, another to write history. One thing to write to a friend, another to write for the public. Farewell. Pliny the Younger.
Integrating skills. Reading. Typhoon. The Nanshan was on her way from the south to Fuzhou, with Chinese workers on board, returning to their home villages in the province of Fujian. The morning had been fine, for there was no wind. The heat was close. Observing the fall of the barometer, Captain McWhirr thought, "There's some dirty weather knocking about." He lifted his eyes to the sky. "What's up?" Jukes, the engineer, asked. "It looks as if a typhoon is coming on," said the captain. "Whatever there might be," said Jukes, "we are moving straight into it." "A storm is a storm, Mr. Jukes," answered the captain. "And a full-powered steamship has got to face it. I must have been asleep." What was that loud noise? Wind? Why had I not been called? "Came on like this," shouted Jukes. "5 minutes ago, all of a sudden." The storm grew stronger and huge waves swept over the ship. It was unbelievable how much water came down on the ship. Something told Captain McWhirr that the Nanshan was lost. "She's done for," he said to himself. This weather was simply impossible. They were all on the bridge when the full force of the hurricane struck the ship. "Will she live through this?" "Ship may through this all right yet," the captain shouted. "Do you think she may?" Jukes screamed. But the wind swallowed the reply, and Jukes heard only one word, spoken with great energy. "Always." This was their work. To move the ship over the high sea and into the very eye of the wind. Captain McWhirr saw a white tower of water, so high that he couldn't believe his eyes, advancing towards them. It raced to meet the ship. The Nanshan jumped. With a tearing crash, tons of water fell upon the deck, as though the ship passed under a waterfall. "Another one like this, and that's the last of her," cried the captain. "Seems as if the wind had dropped, sir." There was no wind, not a breath. The unexpected silence made Jukes feel uncomfortable. "We have done it, sir," he whispered. "Wind fell all at once."
"The trouble's not over yet," said Captain McWhirr, half aloud.
He went to the bridge. There was no light there. He struck a match and held out the little flame towards the barometer. It stood very low, incredibly low. There was no mistake. It was the lowest reading he had ever seen in his life. The worst was to come yet. He listened for the first sounds of returning wind. "Not yet. It will come very sudden," said Captain McWhirr. "And from over there, I think." A minute passed. "What's that? A puff of wind?" The roar of the winds drew near fast. The hurricane, with its power to sink ships and to destroy strong walls, had found this little ship in its path. Before the second storm fell on his ship, Captain McWhirr swore, "I wouldn't like to lose her." Workbook, Unit 10, Talking. 1.
Are you looking forward to your holiday in Bay High this summer?
Yes and no. I think it will be great to spend 3 months in the South. But the fact that South China is often hit by typhoons worries me.
Are you serious?
Yes. I even thought of canceling my trip when I heard about it.
Oh, you don't need to worry about that. Most typhoons aren't much stronger than a storm, just like we sometimes have here. And in case of stronger typhoons, you can be prepared for them.
You don't know what you are talking about. Typhoons can destroy houses and carry cars or even people over miles before they are dropped to the ground.
True, but you should not make yourself afraid by thinking about the worst. When you know a typhoon is going to hit, all it takes is a few simple safety measures and some common sense. You will be fine. Don't worry.
Well, thanks. I feel a bit better now.
Integrating skills. Reading. Using the keywords natural disaster, volcano, and hurricane on the computer, you have found the following book descriptions for an essay that your teacher wants you to write. 1.
Here is an exciting guide to the eruptions and quakes that shape our planet. Look at the beautiful color photographs of volcanoes. Learn about the earliest instruments to study earthquakes. Rocks that float in water. And the great eruption of Vesuvius. Find out how animals can sense earthquakes before people. Where to hide during an earthquake, and much, much more.
2.
It is an amazing novel and some of the best writing I have ever read. The novel is about a single day in the life of a British official who drinks too much. The whole book is set in 1938, in a town at the foot of two volcanoes. I am amazed by the beautiful writing. Stay with this book. It will stay with you.
3.
Hawaii remains as popular as ever. And this guide shows how to discover its least crowded island. The book invites readers to experience popular attractions, such as diving coral reefs and climbing active volcanoes, but also to go further by exploring hidden spots other guides do not mention. Each title in the Hidden series offers readers the comfort of detailed maps for hiking and diving tours.
4.
On the morning of April 18, 1906, a terrible earthquake hit San Francisco, destroying almost the whole city and causing a fire that lasted for 3 days. The author writes about the human drama. Following more than 100 different characters over several days, he shows some of the extreme courage in those days, such as the tired firefighters who fought the fires. This new book, appearing exactly 95 years after the disaster, should be very popular with people who like reading about disasters, particularly those who enjoy the thrill of reading about danger from the safety of their favorite reading chair.
5. Big hurricanes are not often seen in the north of the USA, but on September 21st, 1938, just as many summer tourists were on the beach, closing up their seaside cottages, a disaster hit. Walls of water 50 feet high swept homes and whole families out to sea. According to the author, no one could have been prepared for the 1938 storm. Only the captain of a ship 150 miles north of Florida might have given warning. He did use his radio to tell the Coast Guard that his barometer showed one of the lowest readings ever in the North Atlantic. Although other books have been written about this terrible disaster and the destruction it caused, this book has interviews with hurricane survivors, their families, and friends. 6.
The book is about a woman who lived her life from earliest childhood at the center of the Vietnam War. This is her story of love and loss. It is the story of all women who have lived through a war, with only their love, hope and faith in God to give them strength to go on living. A great biography of an amazing family.
7. If you think the world's weather disasters hit us more often and with more power, you are right. 10 of the last 11 years have been the hottest in the past 150 years. Filled with hurricanes, floods, and droughts worse than ever. Why? The book explains the extreme weather that we experience today as the result of human history and environmental pollution. The book reads as a terrifying forecast for the 21st century.